Tuesday morning, May 9th at midnight, the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, along with over 250 of its nonprofit partners across southern Missouri, will kick off the third annual Give Ozarks 24-hour online Day of Giving. And on today's Making a Difference, stories of hope and help, two participants share their shared experience in Give Ozarks. With us today is Mike Stevens of Springfield's nonprofit Moxie Cinema and Jared Johnson of Mostly Serious, which created Cause Momentum, the online giving platform which makes Give Ozarks possible.
What attracted Mostly Serious to the idea, the notion of creating something like this online giving platform that's allowed nonprofits like the Moxie Cinema, ourselves, to raise money so effectively?
So one of our core values at Mostly Serious is community and how we can be involved in the community. And that really reaches from, you know, every employee to the two co-founders of the company. We try to give back as much as we can. And some of that is through organizations that we founded, and some of it's through our involvement with other organizations such as Community Foundation of the Ozarks. So when they approached us with Give Ozarks, it was a great opportunity to get that level of involvement that kind of reached beyond what we typically see from a lot of our clients. The reason we continue to invest in the project and are so passionate about it is because it's just core to what we want to be as a company within the community.
What I found interesting, obviously there's other nationwide or global giving platforms that nonprofits can access. But what I loved is that it was done locally. It's obviously cheaper than those other platforms. And it was just so responsive to our unique needs. So when you were looking at other online giving platforms, what did you take away from them and what did you jettison?
So that's actually why Community Foundation of the Ozarks came to us in the first place, was because they were looking around at the national solutions, and a lot of them cost about the same to just build it ourselves. And so when they came to us, it was largely a response to, well, we can pay about the same amount, get a local company involved, and have this push be 100%, you know, within the Ozarks.
Back to those platforms, what, when you were looking at something like Kickstarter or crowdfunding, I forget all the names, there's like 90.
Yeah.
Which elements didn't work for you? Which were you like, this doesn't make sense for what we're trying to go for?
So a lot of them had kind of odd pricing models, but for the most part, most of the platforms that existed at the time wouldn't allow nonprofits to be involved. And then beyond that, they wouldn't allow a community foundation to run a lot of different agencies through one platform. So you have the Kickstarter options and things like that. Even the ones that would accept nonprofits would only do one nonprofit at a time. So we wanted to build a solution that would allow kind of this umbrella organization to bring in the agencies and run this community-wide push forward that included the agencies and let them leverage their audience, their members, people that are passionate about those organizations, to kind of collectively advertise this community campaign.
Right, create a true community-wide event.
Yeah, which goes back to you. I mean, that was a big part of your involvement. So what was the most exciting aspect when they approached you with this concept for the Moxie?
I think it's that it was a tool that was missing from our fundraising kind of as an organization. And it's where so many people are actually living. You're paying your credit cards online or your utilities online. And so people are giving online. And that was something that we just didn't have access to in an easy way.
We knew going into the project that this was going to be something that the community was maybe lagging just a little bit behind on. So we designed everything with that in mind. We wanted to make it as easy as we could for agencies and people that wanted to come donate to get involved with the project. One of the ways we did that was to allow offline donations, both before and after the event. So people could bring in a check to Community Foundation of the Ozarks, and then that check could be inserted into the online system, which was one of the features that really no other platform at the time offered. And then Matt Lemon and Louise Knauer at Community Foundation of the Ozarks did a phenomenal job communicating with the agencies and training them. And we were involved on some level there, but those two really took the lead and made sure that every agency understood not just how to use the system, but how to get involved, how to bring their people and their audience into this community push, and how to make it more than something that we could have ever made it alone. How big of an impact did the first giving day, were you surprised by how big of an impact it had?
Yeah. We were surprised, happily surprised by how much we raised. We were really shooting for more like $8,000-$9,000, and we raised over $20,000 in 24 hours, which was really eye-opening in that there was that much support for us, which was a good corrective to kind of for us internally. But as exciting as that was, what was more exciting was just how pumped up people were. I mean, it was just a 24 hours. The time constraint, it does wonders for the fundraising, but it also maximizes involvement and intensity in such a way that it really got people circulating and talking online and in person in a way that I hadn't seen. You know, on Give Ozarks, it was exponentially different. The day of, it was that was the only conversations I seemed to be having with people. And then for weeks afterwards, actually, we kept talking about it. So that was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, the excitement of the day, being able to reflect on it, the text messages of who's giving and seeing when certain things hit and we see a bunch of money roll in or we see traffic spikes throughout the day as we're monitoring things. Just really looking forward to that excitement.
This is honest to God's truth. I'm wishing you well on Give Ozarks because you guys got your work cut out for you. That's it.
Yeah, same to you. Come bother me again at midnight.
I'll be there with
beer. We're wrapping up and we'll celebrate together.
Great. Look forward to it.
Mike Stevens of the Moxie Cinema and Jared Johnson of Mostly Serious. Over 250 Community Foundation of the Ozarks nonprofit partners will take part in this year's third annual Give Ozarks 24-hour online day of giving. It kicks off Tuesday morning at midnight at giveozarks.org. Over $2.2 million was raised during the first two giving days in 2015 and 16. For Making a Difference, Stories of Hope and Help, I'm Mike Smith.